Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our readings in this fourth Sunday of Lent are all about light and darkness, about blindness and seeing in a new way. We begin with the story of Samuel's anointing of David. Saul, who had been king, and the first king and the really celebrated king who everyone thought would bring Israel together and be a fantastic thing, Saul turns out to disobey God. And so God sends Samuel out to find a new king and sends him to the house of Jesse. And when Samuel gets there, he says, "Gather all of your sons together, and we will find among them the one whom God is calling." And so all of the boys show up, and they're all lined up, eldest to youngest. And of course, in the way of Israel, what we would have all expected is that the oldest son would have been chosen. And so Jesse brings forward the oldest son, and he is tall and strong and beautiful. Exactly what every political campaign looks for. And there Samuel is thinking, "We found our king," and God leans over to Samuel and whispers, "Do not be fooled by his appearance. Don't look for the one who is tall and strong. I have not chosen him." And so Samuel works his way down the children, and each one God says, "No, that's not the one. No, that's not the one." You know, it's sort of like so many things in life. God finally gets to the end, and guess what? None of them get chosen. And God says, "Are these all the kids?" And Samuel says to Jesse, "Are these all of your sons?" And Jesse says, "No, I got one more. He's a little runt. He's out in the field. He's tending the sheep where the youngest kid should be. Bring him to me." And God chooses this unexpected hero, a little boy named David, ruddy in appearance and beautiful of face, to be the new king who will gather everything together. God taught Samuel to see in a new way, to no longer see the hope of Israel in Saul, to not look for the king that anyone or everyone would have expected, but to be faithful to God's word and to do God's will. Samuel had to learn to see differently, and so do we. Well, it's been a while since I've done a sermon with props. So City Mill sponsored my sermon for today. So what do you see? No, this is one of those sermons where you can talk back. What do you see? A yellow bucket. An empty yellow bucket. Is it really empty? It's got air. You've all been to science class, right? It's not empty. It's got air. It's a yellow bucket. Are you sure it's a bucket? How do you know? It could be a megaphone. Now, what is it? Well, just a second ago, you said it was a bucket. But it's not a bucket, is it? My son's not here, so I don't have to feel ashamed. But it's a drum, right? If you were in New York, you would have never thought this was a bucket. You would say, "It's a drum." Of course it's a drum. Well, how do you know it's a drum? Because of the drumsticks. You had to see it differently to see the bucket be a drum. Well, so what is it? It's a bucket. It might be a drum. Actually, it's neither one. At my house, it happens to be exactly the right height for two very important things in my life. It's the perfect height for playing guitar. It also turns out that sitting behind a 1971 Volkswagen Beetle, it's perfect for a tune-up. It's exactly the right height. So it's not really a drum, or maybe it is, I don't know. It's not really a bucket. It's also a... Or if you're short like me, which I'm not going to do for insurance reasons, you can stand on it and have your mother say, "That's not a ladder." It could be any of those things. How do you know it's a seat? It has an accessory. Right? All right. Well, it's a seat. It's a drum. It's yellow. You all know that. But what do we usually use a bucket for? Well, it usually, for most of us, carries liquid. So if you pour water, it becomes a bucket. You're doing just what God made you for. It's a bucket full of water. But in Africa, it's life. This is one of the most popular containers that people go to the well with. These are gold. When you get into the areas where there's not much water and where they have to go to a well, having something to carry the water in is life. And usually the women are the ones who will go to the well, sometimes miles away. Fill this up. This is a 5-gallon bucket. How much does water weigh per gallon? Imagine then filling it up. 45 pounds on your head all the way home. It's not just a bucket for them. It's life. And when people go into the field and tell them about the Word of God, it also becomes a baptismal font. No fancy wood, no beautiful glass, no nothing. Just a bucket full of living water. And how do we know it's a bucket? Well, it has water in it. So the key for all of this is that you've had to learn to see this object in a new way. And how you see it and how you understand it depends on what comes with it. If it has drumsticks, it's a drum. If it's water, it's a bucket. If it's tools, it's a tool bucket. If you're sitting on it, it's comfortable for a little while. Hence the pillow. We need to see in new ways. So that when Jesus came and healed the man born blind, he had to tell the people a different story. What they saw was a blind man, blind from birth. Who sinned, him or his parents? They couldn't get past it. And Jesus said, "It is neither him nor his parents. He was born blind so that the glory of God could be shown." And he heals that man and sends him, says, "Go wash." He picks a little spit. Spits. It's the only place in the Bible that I can find that Jesus spits. He spits it and he makes some mud and he rubs it in the man's eyes and he says, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Sent. Go wash in the scent pool and I will send you. And he goes and washes in the pool and comes out and he can see. He learns to see in a new way. I think because of the love of Christ and the love of the gospel, we too need to learn to see in new ways. To not just be stuck seeing how we've always seen, or see the way the world tells us to see, or how our neighbors tell us to see, but to see in those who are in pain a chance to serve. To see in the broken God's love and grace. To see in those who are imprisoned the love of Jesus. It takes new eyes. And those new eyes began to form in you in the day that someone took some of this and poured it on your head and said, "You belong to God." You began to see in a new way. And so as a community, as a church, as a people of God, we are called again and again to see with eyes opened in Christ's love, so that we can be restored. And we need to always be made aware of how important things like God's renewing water can be, and how powerful this stuff in this bucket is for all of us. And maybe even to be drenched in it anew for our life. So it occurred to me this morning, it might be time for a little baptismal renewal. Particularly for this section over here. Amen.